WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump at a rally in Las Vegas Friday night, once again talking about conditions in Springfield, Ohio, where, according to Trump, during the debate, migrants are eating cats and dogs.
I'm angry about illegal Haitian migrants taking over Springfield, Ohio. You see that mess, don't you?
People in Springfield have been on edge ever since Trump started making the claims during the presidential debate, with bomb threats targeting multiple schools, agencies, and media outlets. On strike for the first time in 16 years, 33,000 Boeing workers walking off the job in three states, overwhelmingly rejecting a negotiated contract over pay raises and pension plans. Production idles on some of the troubled aerospace giant's most popular planes. Hawaii Attorney General says no criminal charges will be filed over the deadly Maui wildfire despite identifying multiple failures in the response. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A former employee at a troubled Wisconsin prison has pleaded guilty to smuggling contraband into the prison, which has been the subject of a federal investigation into alleged smuggling involving employees. 47-year-old William Lee Homan of Fox Lake pleaded guilty in federal court on Thursday to a charge of conspiracy to commit bribery concerning programs receiving federal funds. According to court records, Homan was working as a facilities repair worker at the Waupun Correctional Institution when he smuggled items, including cell phones, tobacco products, and controlled substances into the prison in exchange for money. Homan's sentencing is scheduled for December 12th. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, a high near 84, slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 63. Partly sunny for Sunday, highs near 87. Slight chance of a shower Monday, otherwise mostly sunny and a high around 86. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 62.
99.7.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, kicking off a little Elvis. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, Kevin Kellogg to keep you company for a while today. Hope you're doing fine. If you've got a song request in, 608-355-9970, that's the number to give us a call at. You can text me your request and see what we can do for you on this Saturday as we're waking up this morning. Not as chilly as it was last week, but we have had that warm weather back again. So if you got plans for the weekend, shouldn't be too bad. We'll check your forecast in just a little bit and get to some requests. But right now, it's Aretha Franklin, 99.7 Max FM. It's the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, and Chain of Fools, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 8 minutes after 6, and of course, the guys and gals on the farm this morning are up and at it, ready to go, and we're going to do a little easy from the Commodores. Got to start things easy on a weekend. Jordan's looking for this one on 99.7 Max FM. Thank you.
try to fake it. No. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be.
Easy like Sunday morning on a Saturday morning. 99.7 Max FM going out for Jordan on the farm this morning. And Valerie is looking for a little morning song herself today. She wants some Cat Stevens and Morning Has Broken on 99.7 Max FM. Saturday of the 60s and 70s.
Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light, Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new. Morning, blackbird has has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the world.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, going out for Valerie this morning off the text line, and Morning Has Broken from Cat Stevens, 616, and Mike's on the text line this morning, all from the farm for some Gary Lewis and the Playboys, and this diamond ring on 99.7 Max FM.
This diamond ring from Gary Lewis and the Playboys, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s. Mike, hit me up on the text line for that one. 608-355-9970 is the number you can text me at this morning. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, She's a Fool. That is the pretty Leslie Gore. 20 minutes after 6 with Kevin Kellogg, and we'll take a look at musical birthdays coming up, some musical history, we'll get you the weekend weather forecast, and we'll let you know what's going on around the area, like the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market on the Courthouse Square from 8 to 12:30, West Baraboo Saturday Markets at the former Gander Mountain parking lot from 8 until 2, Volunteer Day at Devil's Lake State Park today from 9 until noon, Prairie Restoration at the former Badger Army Ammunition Plant today from 9 until noon. Backyard Nature Expo at Mirror Lake State Park from 9 until 11:30. There's the free Baraboo Historic Walking Tour started on the square next to the cannon at 10. And the Sauk Prairie Drama will present As You Like It by William Shakespeare at the River Arts Center in Prairie du Sac tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon.
The sounds of polka music and clinking beer steins will ring Saturday, September 21st as the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce presents Oktoberfest at Circus World. Local beer, live music, and pub games will entertain from 3 until 9. Instrumental funk band The Blue Olives are the headliners. Buy admission buttons for $10 in advance at the chamber office or $12 at the door on Saturday, September 21st at Circus World. For information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family. City weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, a high near 84. Slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 63. Partly sunny for Sunday, highs near 87. Slight chance of a shower Monday. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a high around 86. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
And let's take a look at some musical birthdays for Monday, the 9th of September. We find lead guitarist for Paul Revere and the Raiders, Freddie Weller, celebrates his 81st birthday. He was with the Raiders from 67 to 73, including this hit with Indian Reservation on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s.
Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young.
made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. Locked us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return, will return.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM. Paul Revere and the Raiders at Indian Reservation. Freddie Weller playing the lead guitar in that one. Freddie turned 81 on Monday. Turning 79 on Monday is Dee Dee Sharp. We do the mashed potato this morning. Doing the mashed potato, Dee Dee Sharp, 99.7 Max FM. Dee Dee celebrated her 79th birthday Monday of this week. We also find that Danny Hutton from Three Dog Night celebrated his birthday on Tuesday, the 10th of September. Boy, this month is just rolling too fast, isn't it? My computer says errors, so hang on just a minute. If I could type faster, things would go a lot faster
this morning. So we're going to help celebrate the birthday of Danny Hutton with some Three Dog Night this morning here on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday the 60s and 70s. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Joy to the World from Three Dog Night, featuring Danny Hutton, who celebrated his 82nd birthday on Tuesday. Celebrating birthday number 79 on Tuesday, it's Jose Feliciano and his version of Light My Fire on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday, the 60s and 70s.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could only lose, and our love
Saturday in the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and Light My Fire. That is Jose Feliciano celebrating his 79th birthday on Tuesday. Also celebrating birthday number 74 on Tuesday, Joe Perry, guitarist with Aerosmith, 99.7 Max FM.
Sure to be a change in your ways. I met a cheerleader, was a real young breed. All the times I could reminisce. All the best things of loving with a sister and a cousin. Only started with a little kiss like this.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Aerosmith and Walk This Way, celebrating guitarist Joe Perry's 74th birthday back on Tuesday. And a little bit of trivia, you probably know this, since you're a fan of the oldies. That Walk This Way from Aerosmith, you know where they got the title from? Well, one of my favorite movies, Young Frankenstein. Yes, the Mel Brooks movie, and, you know, it's when... They said to walk this way with Igor. Yeah, and that's where they got the title of the song from and built it around there. The song has nothing to do with Young Frankenstein, as you can tell. Let's do some musical history. It was this week in 1956 on the 9th of September. Elvis made his first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show with Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all years till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I
It's Elvis and Love Me Tender, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday the 60s and 70s, as he made his first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1956 on the 9th of September with Love Me Tender, Don't Be Cruel, and Ready Teddy. It's Kevin Kellogg and a little bit of news for you today. Hart is getting back on the road after postponing the Royal Flush Tour following Ann Wilson's revelation about her battle with cancer. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers have rescheduled dates for the tour, kicking off February 28th in Vegas and then hitting 19 cities, including L.A., Phoenix, Portland, Milwaukee, and Buffalo, before wrapping up April 5th in Quebec, Canada. Dates can be found at heart-music.com if you would like to get more information. Yes, they will be back for a while. Hart is going back on tour. Go to heartmusic.com to find out more information. They will be hitting Milwaukee next year. So if you haven't seen them, I saw them when they were first hitting it big in 1976. I was a freshman in high school. Saw them. So they were great then. They're still great now. 647, Saturday the 60s and 70s is brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialist, taking care of minor dents and major structural issues. And since 1985, Fox Hill Auto Body has been helping area residents get back on the road doing quality work at a fair price. Fox Hill provides free estimates, and they'll guide you through the insurance claim process. So if you need some help, give them a call, 356-9620, Fox Hill Auto Body, where our customers
and their friends.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Get ready to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, September 16th. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy, a high near 84. Slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 63. Partly sunny for Sunday, highs near 87. Slight chance of a shower Monday. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a high around 86. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
And that time I was
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours with Stevie Wonder. 6:52, we've got a look at the news coming up. We'll check your weekend weather. Also, we'll add a look at sports, including high school football from around the area from last night. Badgers played today. Brewers won on the West Coast if you didn't stay up for it. And we'll talk about all that coming up after 7 this morning. How about some Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons in Ragdoll on 99.7 Max FM.
Sweet day.
Yeah.
delicious, sweet, sweet as a baby. Oh, you ever, ever so tight, and I wanna say it. Someday we'll be together. Yes, we will, yes, we will. Someday we'll be together. Yes, we will, yes, we will.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Federal mediators plan to meet with Boeing and the Machinists Union next week as part of the effort to end the strike launched on Friday. Strikers have been set up around the clock. On picket lines are outside of Boeing's plant in Renton, Washington. Worker Ben Cruz.
We're standing together against corporate greed, but most importantly for a living wage.
The strike could cost Boeing more than $100 million daily. Funeral services will be held today for 14-year-old Mason Schumerhorn and teacher Christina Ermey, who were among the four victims killed in the Appalachian High School shooting in Georgia. The services come as the community continues to grieve the tragedy that left several others injured. Meanwhile, 911 calls released Friday highlighting the confusion and panic during the shooting. Boar's Head announcing it will shut down its Virginia plant linked to